The Morning Minute is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life. It's a Wonderful Life is a Christmas classic, one of the best. Actually, I didn't think anything could improve the film. That is, until our newest Supreme Court justice provided a suggestion. The only thing that could make this top-tier Christmas movie from 1946 better is, wait for it, some CRT, critical race theory. At the hearing Monday, SCOTUS heard arguments about whether a wedding website must provide its services to a same-sex couple. Didn't we already go through this not too long ago in the same state, Colorado, with the Cake Baker court case? Either way, Ketanji Brown Jackson made a very peculiar analogy to a racist photographer.
I'm a public business. I'm a photographer. My belief is that, you know, I'm doing It's a Wonderful Life scenes. That's what I'm offering, okay? I want to do video depictions of It's a Wonderful Life. And I'm knowing that movie very well. I want to be authentic, and so only white children and families can be customers for that particular product. Everybody else can, I'll give to everybody else, I'll sell them anything they want, just not the It's a Wonderful Life depictions. I'm expressing something, right, for your purposes, that speech. What about, what's the other step? It's speech, and I can say anti-discrimination laws can't make me sell the It's a Wonderful Life package to non-white individuals.
Imagine being so far gone that you can't see past the race of George Bailey. Wokeness really does ruin everything. And now it's threatening to ruin one of the best Christmas movies ever. Listen to The Howie Carr Show today at 3 or watch the show live at rumble.com/The Howie Carr Show.